A Batty Night by Twilight Star. Bat ponies are cute. It was a starry night in Ponyville, and Twilight and Luna were taking an evening stroll. Twilight let out a light breath of happiness because today was a calm and peaceful night. She looked at her mare friend with a smile and said,
Luna, thanks for inviting me for an evening stroll. The night is certainly beautiful today.
Luna looked at Twilight with a smile and said,
You're welcome, love. The night is really beautiful. What have you been doing these last nights?
Asked Twilight, knowing that Luna was nocturnal.
Night flies and eating apples,
Luna replied.
How about you? Studying astronomy and observing the night sky,
the purple unicorn replied.
Do you like the night?
Asked Luna, now surprised that Twilight appreciates her night.
Of course I do. I spent most of the night awake, unfortunately. I can't say the same about staying up all night,
Twilight replied. Luna in response just smiled, knowing that at least some pony appreciates what she do. The two had arrived at a place where there was no house, but there was a tree on the right, and a landscape that could see the moon and Canterlot Castle in the distance. They stopped and looked at the landscape with smiles on their faces. The silence that was in the place brought some tranquility, which was good, because they wanted nothing more than to have peaceful time between them.
It's so beautiful, said Twilight, marveling at the landscape. I agree. The landscape is really beautiful, said Luna.
Twilight took her black eyes off the landscape and looked at Luna with a curious look.
So, do you always come here?
Luna nodded, still looking at the view.
Yes, this is my favorite place to see the stars.
Twilight then decided to ask something, but she didn't accuse her.
So, are we going to be watching the stars?
Luna looked at Twilight and said,
This and one more thing. And what is it, Luna?
Asked Twilight, curious.
We'll be hanging upside down from a tree,
the dark blue bat alicorn replied.
Hanging upside down from a tree?
Twilight was worried and nervous.
Luna, do you think it's a good idea? Like, you're a bat pony and I'm just a unicorn. Do not worry, love. I will hold you back so you don't fall,
Luna assured her with a smile. Twilight seemed safer with the fact that Luna was going to hold her, but even so, she feared the worst.
But do you think it's a good idea? What if I start to slip and hit my head on the grass? Twilight, stay calm. None of this is going to happen. You will not hit your head on the floor. I will hold you. But you...
Twilight tried to explain the reason why Luna would end up releasing her by accident, but was interrupted by Luna.
Trust me, nothing bad is going to happen to you.
Twilight let out a slight breath, looking sadly to the left.
I know, Luna, I'm just concerned that I might end up getting hurt. You won't get hurt, I can guarantee. You can hold on to me if you want,
said Luna with a hoof on Twilight's chin, causing the unicorn to look at her. The words and smile of Luna made Twilight feel more peaceful.
Well, if you say so, then let's go. Get on my back, please,
Luna asked. Twilight did what Luna asked and wrapped her hoofs around Luna's neck, and Luna spread her bat wings and went to the tree. Upon landing, she attached her ethereal blue tail of stars to the twig. That done, she looked at Twilight and said,
Are you ready?
Twilight closed her eyes and blew out a breath before confirming.
Yes, Luna.
Then Luna took a leap from the tree, making her and Twilight turn upside down. Twilight felt a slight shiver when Luna jumped from the tree and they were upside down, and she seemed to feel her blood go to her head, but she didn't feel dizzy. The purple mare soon felt two hoofs hold her and Luna's bat wings wrapped around her body, making her feel safe that she would not fall.
"How are you feeling?"
asked Luna in a worried tone, even though Twilight was being hugged by her hoofs and wings. Twilight looked at Luna with a smile and said,
"I'm fine, Luna."
"Are you sure? Aren't you feeling dizzy?"
asked Luna, knowing that normal ponies were different from bad ponies.
"No, Luna, I'm fine, really,"
Twilight assured. Luna's expression of concern changed to relief.
"I'm relieved," she said.
Twilight then decided to start a conversation.
"So, Luna, have you been through these last nights?"
"I'm fine, even though I have to deal with the sun when it comes up,"
Luna replied.
"Does the sun bother you?"
asked Twilight, now surprised that Luna couldn't stand the sun.
"Yes, but only when I'm asleep and feel it in my face,"
Luna replied. Twilight agreed in understanding.
"How about you?"
"I have been doing well too. I even thought about you these past few nights,"
Twilight replied. Luna couldn't help but smile at the last sentence.
"You thought of me?"
"Of course, Luna."
Twilight began to lovingly caress Luna with a hoof, resulting in Luna closing her eyes and letting out a purr. The unicorn can't help but find it cute. When she stopped, she put her hoof around Luna's neck again and asked,
"Any news on these last nights?"
Luna started to remember the last few nights and said,
"Well, love, I believe so."
"Really? What's new?"
asked Twilight with a cheerful smile.
"I ate a very juicy apple."
The Princess of the Night began to drool just remembering the apple.
"But it was not an ordinary apple like the others, but it was twice as delicious as the others."
Twilight could imagine that the apple that the Princess of the Night ate could have been really juicy. Since Luna was a bad pony, they had a slightly greater appetite for apples than ordinary ponies. But they did not go so far as to want to eat any apples that came in front of them like the fruit vampire bats. They decided to keep looking at the night sky, and Twilight needed to agree that watching the night sky upside down was a good feeling. Was this how Luna felt when she watched the night sky upside down? Well, Luna was a bad pony, so it was possible.
"I never imagined watching the night sky upside down was such a good feeling,"
said Twilight in wonder, without taking her eyes off the night sky. Luna looked at Twilight with a confused eyebrow raise.
"Have you ever been upside down ever?"
she asked. Twilight looked at Luna and said,
"Unfortunately, no. My parents always said standing upside down makes the blood go up to the head and the pony feels dizzy. And because of that, I never had the experience of knowing how it feels to stand upside down just like you. But now, I know it feels really good."
Luna smiled at the last sentence.
"I'm glad you're enjoying being upside down, love,"
said the dark blue alicorn bat pony before looking back at the night sky with her mare friend. A few minutes later, a silence filled the air. They decided to take their eyes off the night sky, to close their eyes and relax in the embrace that was involved. Both took a deep breath as they heard each other's heartbeat. Luna soon opened her eyes when she felt Twilight kiss her cheek. She couldn't help but smile and return the kiss. And Twilight smiled with the kiss received and soon returned the kiss on Luna's cheek. They exchanged loving kisses with each other for a few minutes until they stopped and started giving each other nuzzles. With smiles, their eyes were closed. Twilight let out a light, cute giggle because of Luna's muzzle tickling her, and Luna couldn't help but smile at the cute laugh that her purple unicorn gave.
"How can you be so cute, Twilight?"
When they stopped, the two closed their eyes again, but did not sleep. The two breathed a light breath with smiles on their faces, knowing they were loving this moment between them. but Twilight soon felt a hoof lovingly caress her cheek, causing a pink flush to appear on her cheeks. She didn't need to think twice to know that it was Luna who caressed her. She opened her eyes and returned the caress with a loving smile as soon as Luna had stopped, making Luna close her eyes and purr once more.
No matter how many times you purr to me, you will always remain cute, Luna.
After about 4 minutes, the purple unicorn stopped stroking Luna, and she relaxed again in the embrace. Twilight was loving being hugged upside down with Luna, and Luna felt happy that Twilight hadn't been feeling dizzy because of hanging from the tree with her for a long time. But after 2 hours, they yawned and felt their eyelids get heavy and soon fell asleep, with both of them asleep holding each other upside down. Twilight knew that most ponies didn't like bad ponies because some thought they were mean, but that was for a few reasons. Because of the bad appearance, night habits, for eating more apples than other ponies, and for acting like a bat like hang from a tree, for example. But she totally disagrees with the ponies' negative views of the bad ponies, because, in her opinion, the bad ponies were a very cute pony species, and Luna was certainly one of the cutest bad ponies she has ever known. Alright, once again, this is Visual Pony. I will remind you that you can support Pony and Wolf Productions through the links down in the description below. Every dollar helps, is needed and very much appreciated. You can also become a channel member today and get early access to our videos. Oh my god, what is happening to my voice? This has been happening all throughout the recording. And I'm kinda losing my voice here. I have no idea why, because this is the first recording of the day. Anyhow, let me get into this. I started reading this because, hey, I like Luna, I like bad ponies, so sue me. And the premise sounded really cool. I didn't preview this, so that's on me. But yeah, I like the story. There are a few technical mistakes in here, and yes, the whole he said, or she said, Twilight said, Luna said, you know, but I mean, why not? Come on. You know, I don't know if this was the author's first story or not. I haven't checked. But all I can say is, I like it. It's cute. It's something, you know, a little bit headcanny. But I can appreciate that. And with that, I leave you for today. And wish you all a wonderful day. By the way, you could have had early access to this. It was recorded on the 31st of August, 2021.